Hello, everyone. So it's getting towards the end of the conference and it's been online, but we've all been here together discussing things. And I've hung up my shirt, so I'll wash that later tonight and then I'll be happily wearing it out around places when I where I can go. So I've got a few things to say and I'm sure you're all interested to hear some of them. There's also some exciting news and lots of thank yous. So if I press the right button, I want to say thank you to our speakers. There's some of them listed there. They really make the conference. It's been great and varied kind of topics to cover and lots there. And oh, there's a few more to thank there, more speakers. You know, it's been a packed conference and all these speakers had to just from they proposed their talks when we just thought that the conference would be in person and they've all done great. Some of them home to learn more than others to record. So we'll be cutting up the live stream and putting them on the website where it's got details about each talk. The video will appear in the next few days. So there's some more speakers to thank. And then I want to thank you guys, yep, you for being here. It's been great. And you can sign up for updates. Normally you had to register for the conference and we've got your email address. But if you want to know when we've added more information, such as those videos, you can go to the website 2020.stateofthemap.org, scroll down just a bit to that, and put in your email address if you're not on the newsletter already. And it's not that frequent, the newsletter, so I'm sure you'll be happy with that. We don't have a group photo this year. I started to do this, but if you want to join in, I think maybe people will help put together a group photo. So that's Cape Town, and it's made up of a number of you. On Twitter, people have started sharing their photo of them in front of their computer, in front of the stream, with the hashtag SOTM2020pic, so we can find those easily. So while you're still on the stream now, get your camera, take a selfie of you on the screen, and tweet it with SOTM 2020pic. And again, thanks for being here. So I think we averaged about 200 viewers during the conference, and it reached over 300 people at one point yesterday. I think we'll be looking into those stats in more detail as a team. But I think with it being different time zones, maybe some of you have joined at different times and hopefully you share the videos as they come out and the ones you like with people that couldn't be up or couldn't be on the computer at a weekend. Every year we ask for your feedback, so we'd love to know what we did well. For us or anyone else that runs a virtual conference, we do, as an organizing team, we help other groups that run state of the map for their region or their country. So if you put some feedback there, it'll help us know how we did. And we can kind of share that and think through it. Some of those things we're aware of, but there might be things we didn't quite notice. And thank you for taking part. I mean, that's really made the conference and really made me happy to see all the communications, trying to keep hold of them. I'm glad I wasn't on the info desk at any point, but I tried to keep track of these. So there were 59 users, I believe, on IRC, over 463 people in the Telegram group. These numbers I actually took, I think, about 6 hours ago. So back then there were 1,400 messages, 2,000 tweets and retweets, and they seem to be from 300 different locations, as far as Twitter could tell us. So that's cities and countries. You can still tweet, as I said, you can still use Telegram and IRC. There's even some organized sessions still going on. So do go on those channels and continue chatting and telling us what you liked about the conference. It might be easier to digest some of that now that it's not all happening. So there's a little picture we did of some of the tweets and the messages going there and lots of things. And yeah, I love picking out words like great and watch and join as people ask to do that. And what's online and everything that's happening. Thank you to our program committee. So that's the names listed there. They help select the talks, which they put a lot of effort into reading through. I think we got about 200 talks there, and we had to narrow them down to just a few. And even then, there were lots, lots of great subjects. We did have some poster entries, so I've put the pictures here, but if you go to that website address or to the website and click the posters, you can go and see them. So everyone, just people doing posters of maps or information or just sharing their project. There's a lot of variants there. It's another way you can hear about the project, understand what's going on, different things in OpenStreetMap. It's not quite the same. We can't walk around and see these on boards, but I certainly encourage you to look at those and you can tweet about them. So, yeah, and thank you for the academic track. So the proceedings of those talks, the papers, are already on that website address there if you want to read the detail and the references. And I want to thank you, the program committee, that put a lot of work into there and have the connections and know how that happens to bring a different type of community into our greater community. So it's great that that's happened. And it's really great that that's been going for a few years now. One of those things that I really enjoy. So thank you, you guys, for reviewing your submissions and for making that happen. Thank you to the scholarship committee that looked at scholars we could help come. So I think that information isn't going to be wasted. I think we've got the reviews we can look at. But they put in a lot of work to try and get people that we could get to the conference. And I'm not quite sure what will happen next, but we really value their work. And I think they had done some communication with the scholars there. So they continue to be a key part of State of the Map, helping that happen. And that's the conference is the OpenStreetMap Foundation's official conference. So we thank them for supporting us, the organization, for giving some of Dorothea's time to help us run things. I think you've probably heard a lot about the foundation already, particularly some things, some of the talks about that, like Alan Mustard's Gurney. So you can join the foundation and show your support. You can find more information on that website. And then I've got some really exciting news. Now, it's normally really fun to do this in person, but we can't do that quite at the moment. I want to thank the Czech Republic, and they've become the latest local chapter of the OpenStreetMap Foundation. So we didn't manage to arrange it to have them on this call, but they are now part of that, and you can go to the foundation website to understand what that means. I think they started arranging this and getting approved in February, and the paperwork's just come through the post. So we welcome them in amongst the local chapters of OpenStreetMap Foundation and the connections we have with that. And thank you to our sponsors. They're all listed there. They continue to support us as a virtual conference. So that helps where we've had some costs of hosting the virtual conference and running things. And it also helps us run this in future years and in future ways to just have that financial backing for things that cost money and need it up front. And also that helps the OpenStreetMap Foundation generally. So it will help run the servers and things like that, the various costs and some of the grant programs as well that we have running as the foundation. So thank you. Thank you very much for that. And we have the video team listed there. So thank you to them. And I know it's been particularly difficult learning new technologies and getting involved in this as volunteers, particularly when they signed up. I think most of them as thinking this would be in person, which makes some things easier. But they all got really stuck in. There were lots of communications so that they could, so that they could get things working. Sometimes things needed to be restarted, which you never want to do in the middle of a conference, especially not an online-only one. But they did great work, and they kept us going through that. I want to say thank you to the local team. I think Christine, as chairwoman of the organising committee for State of the Map, is here and might want to say a few words about the local team this year.
Yes, thank you, local team. I was so happy to work with you. It was really amazing, and it was really a great thing to get to know you and your Debian spirit, which matches really good with our OpenStreetMap. But now when I talked to you in our first meeting, you told me the decision is between a free tool or no tool, and I had to laugh so much. It's fantastic, and we had a good co-working, and say hello to everyone from the local team to me, and retire good. And it was so sad that we didn't see us in person. Yeah, and I want to say thank you to Gregory, who make all the work in the front of on the stage, which is very cool for me because I'm not the person for the stage. And thank you, Gregory, for that.
Great. So thank you, Christine. And I get the limelight, but Christine kind of oversees it all. And Bernal did a lot as great team lead. And I think everyone on the team just changing for it being an in-person conference to virtual and all the difficulties with that. So I think I've got a few more names here. These were people that helped in different ways as well. Sometimes just getting the website into gear and connecting things. Some people stepped in and did session hosting when we needed people. So we had a few sign up to them the day before. So we've collected a few faces. As you've seen from the names, this isn't all of it, but this is a few of the local team there. So you can start putting some faces. They're the people working behind. Some of them with more screens than I think you could ever want. So it obviously did take a lot to run. Great. And so I'm running out of slides now. There have been loads of people to thank, and it's been really great to have you here. So I'll just leave you with this slide to remind you, go to the website, scroll down and go for updates so that we can keep in touch and tell you when the videos are there and indeed when the next conference is. So with the world as it is, I'm not sure how that's going to be and what form it's going to be, and if we'll be looking for a virtual venue or a physical venue, but we'll see, and we'll send those updates to the mailing list along with when we're looking for volunteers to help us out in various ways. So do go there and sign up, and remember to keep the conversation going. But thank you and goodbye.